Located on the southern tip of the Sahara Desert, the Empire of Mali was one of the largest empires in West African history, and at its height, it spanned from the Atlantic coast to central parts of the Sahara Desert. The empire was founded in 1235 and lasted until the early 1600s. All goods brought in and out of the empire were heavily taxed, while all gold nuggets belonged to the king. Mali's ruler adopted the title of Mansa, and the empire's most famous ruler was named Mansa Musa, who underwent a pilgrimage to Mecca in 1324, accompanied by 60,000 individuals and large quantities of gold. Chroniclers of the times wrote that he distributed so much gold on his trip that he caused great inflation lasting a decade. He was credited with building the Great Mosque of Timbuktu in 1327, as well as the greatest library in Africa at the time, estimated to have housed between 250,000 and 700,000 manuscripts, making it the largest library in Africa since the Great Library of Alexandria.
Located in the heart of the city, the Timbuktu Mosque was built in the 14th century under the reign of Emperor Kankan Musa. Rebuilt and enlarged from 1570 to 1583 by Imam Al-Kib, the mosque can accommodate 12,000 worshippers. It is highly regarded as a religious and a socio-cultural symbol. In 2012, the mosque was partially destroyed by the jihadist groups before being rehabilitated by UNESCO between the years of 2013 to 2017. The building, which is maintained every year to tame wear and tear, has been built with biodegradable materials. The mosque benefits from a UNESCO project entitled Safeguarding the Mosques of Timbuktu. Since its rehabilitation, the monument has regained its place in the social cohesion of the historic city. Wangwe Kirubi, CGTN.
There's been some controversy over the ethnicity and racial appearance of Mansa Musa, with the most common version coming from a 1375 Catalan atlas on the right. On the left is a 1339 depiction from the map of Angelino Dulcar. It's clear that one of these depictions has been altered, which seems to be the case with many early Arab and Islamic images of Moors, were white Berbers, but have been blackwashed in an effort to appropriate history for seemingly political purposes. For example, this image from 1285 shows a Christian and a Moor playing chess. This is a mural located on the ceiling of the Hall of Kings in Alhambra in Spain from the late 14th century. So, the same way that the history of the Berber Moors has been appropriated, so is the case with ancient Mali, as this is how Mansa Musa is depicted in textbooks. To drive the point home, these Nubian wall murals from the 1500s are from Dongola, Sudan, located on the banks of the Nile. Old Dongola flourished for centuries as the capital of Makuria, one of the most important medieval African states, filled with ancient Christian iconography. During excavations, archaeologists have recently found a series of hidden rooms covered with spectacular and colorful depictions of the Virgin Mary, Jesus Christ, Archangel Michael, and a Nubian king. Ancient Nubia, known for rich deposits of gold, hosted some of Africa's earliest kingdoms, with massive amounts of slave labor, became quite wealthy, even ruling parts of Egypt for a brief time. But their pharaohs were never of sub-Saharan African descent, despite what is taught by politically motivated universities, which no longer try to educate people, but to indoctrinate them into a false, politically motivated view of history. While it is true that there are sub-Saharan African mummies, it is also true that ancient pharaohs and nobility like to be buried with their slaves to have servants in the afterlife.
In the 4th century BC, the manufacture and trade of iron led to the rise of another empire, Kush, which became a powerful trading center located near the modern-day border of Egypt and Sudan in northeast Africa. Much of Kush bordered the Sahara, but the city of Meroe in the southern part of the country was dotted with trees. The people of Kush used this timber to fire the furnaces they used to produce iron. In addition, Meroe had a rich supply of iron ore, the mineral from which iron is made. Meroe was also located not far from the Red Sea, which gave Kush good access to the major trading centers further south. In addition to iron, the people of Kush traded gold, jewelry, pottery, and ivory. But just as iron had an impact on the rise of Kush, it also had an effect on its fall. Meroe's economy began to suffer during the 4th century AD. One reason for the decline may have been the loss of forests in Nubia, where trees were harvested to fuel the iron industry. In about AD 350, the neighboring kingdom of Aksum invaded Kush, and the Kush Empire fell. Today, Kush is largely forgotten, but the metal that helped build the empire is still important in all our lives today.
From the 3rd century BC to the 4th century AD, Phoenician rulers of the kingdom of Kush controlled significant territory along the banks of the Nile, ensuring the production of significant quantities of iron, mined in large part by slave labor. The Phoenicians also mined copper in Cyprus, as well as tin in Great Britain, and even mined the best copper in Michigan, USA, which is uniquely mixed with silver. Even ancient Ethiopia had a different ruling demographic in antiquity, but stretched back even before the time of Christ. The ancient Ethiopian genome reveals extensive Eurasian admixture going back 4,500 years, including genetic contributions from present-day Sardinians. The famous stone-carved churches of Lalibela, Ethiopia, were said by locals to be built by blonde angels, which may sound far-fetched, but starts to make sense when one considers the inside is filled with swastikas, Templar crosses inside of the Seal of Solomon, as well as double-headed eagles. Mansa Musa is estimated to have died in 1337 and would pass the title of Mansa to his son, leading to a period of decline with the throne changing hands several times, mismanaged by people not from the original ruling family until 1433 when the Empire of Mali was conquered by nomads, and by the 17th century Mali had broken into a number of minor independent chiefdoms. While there are still many cultural and esoteric mysteries surrounding the Kingdom of Mali, many of the ancient manuscripts have been made available online, preserved for anyone to see.
A virtual gallery containing thousands of Mali's ancient documents has been launched. The gallery contains up to 40,000 documents written in ancient Arabic that have been digitized and made available online. The manuscripts were smuggled to safety from Timbuktu after Islamist militant group took control of the city in the northern Mali in 2012. The collection also captured other aspects of Mali's rich cultural history and tradition. The manuscripts contain centuries of African knowledge and scholarship on topics ranging from math to astrological charts.
My name is Robert Sepper. I'm an anthropologist. My published work is available on Amazon and through all other major book outlets. If you'd like to support my work, you can do that through patreon.com There should be a link in the description. Please subscribe for future updates. Leave your thoughts below. Have a wonderful weekend, and I hope to see you again.